Good morning. Steady snow coated the ground up to a couple of inches across most of interior New York and New England overnight, and that precipitation is now transitioning to sleet and some freezing rain. The steadiest precipitation is now moving through easternmost New York and New England and will continue to lift through, leaving us with pockets of freezing rain and sleet for the remainder of the morning, with a continuation of more spotty light snow across the northern Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern Vermont. In these areas, we'll pick up another 1 to 2 inches of snow during the day, while other locations will have some slippery spots, but no additional snowfall accumulation. Instead, skies will remain cloudy today, and temperatures will climb into the middle 30s on average for daytime highs. Overnight tonight, temperatures will only drop off a degree or two and remain in the lower to mid-30s as another wave of low pressure lifts our way from the deep south with a lot of subtropical moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. So precipitation will move back into the region late tonight, mainly in the form of a steady rain with more snow across northern New York and New England and an additional 1 to 3 inches in these locations. As that next low pressure wave deepens and tracks straight through southern New York and central New England, precipitation will become heavier Friday morning and into the afternoon. At the same time, cold air will flow into the region from the north and west, transitioning the precipitation from rain back to sleet, some freezing rain, and then a round of steady and perhaps even some heavy snow. As a result, northern New York and New England will pick up another 5 to 10 inches of snow on Friday afternoon, while central portions of New York down I-90, including the western Catskills, will pick up from about 3 to 6 inches of snow. Along I-88 into the northern Catskills and Greater Capital District, southern Vermont, and westernmost Massachusetts, 1 to 3 inches of snow will be likely on Friday afternoon, while southern sections of New York and New England will pick up a coating up to a couple of inches as this wave of low pressure passes by. Light snow or snow showers will linger into Friday evening with only minor additional accumulations as temperatures continue to drop back through the 20s. High pressure will build back into the region for the day on Saturday, bringing us mostly sunny skies and highs dipping into the 20s, and with a mix of sun and clouds back up toward 30 on Sunday. Another disturbance will pass through with the chance of rain and snow showers on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with moderate snow, drifting snow, and fog, 12 degrees with a southwest wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility with light freezing rain and 29 degrees, the dew point 24, 82% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston rain, possibly some snow and sleet near 40, and in Buffalo, snow and sleet with 1 to 2 inches likely and highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 41 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 35, that's 11 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, still 3/10 of an inch of snow for the month, which is now 2.1 inches below normal, and 35.6 inches for the season, which is 1.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 55 set in 1991, and the record low 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:14 p.m. 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Snow today, mixing with sleet and freezing rain closer to Glens Falls, with highs in the lower 30s. Light snow tonight with more sleet and freezing rain closer to Glens Falls and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England. Freezing rain early this morning, changing to rain showers today with highs in the upper 30s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. Sleet and freezing rain this morning, changing to rain showers this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. More rain tonight, changing back to sleet overnight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Sleet and freezing rain this morning, changing to rain showers for the afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. More rain tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain this morning, changing to rain showers for the afternoon and highs in the mid-30s. More rain tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning rain and mixed precipitation transitioning to snow could be heavy at times during the middle of the day and into the afternoon, with a few inches possible in most locations, temperatures starting in the lower to mid-30s, then dropping quickly through the 20s during the day. Mostly sunny on Saturday, mid-20s, a mix of sun and clouds near 30 on Sunday, a few rain and snow showers on Monday near 40, and a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s and lower 40s on Tuesday and Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.